is.
So is there anything you want to do to claim?
No. No, it's still swollen. We'll if some of the swelling gets out, he's going to maybe try to play catch tomorrow. But it's pretty sore. A little bit better. Yeah, a little bit better day yesterday. He hasn't swung the bat yet. So, but he felt better yesterday.
Of all your injured guys, Brandon, who
might... Which one?
I'm not saying expect back this year. Uh-huh. Who might come back soonest?
Huh. Webb? Trying to think who else. Webb went, it went well last night, it sounds like. When we met this morning, we haven't gotten an update, or Frenchie talked to him, but it sounds like he felt good today, so that's a positive step. And then I think everybody else, I mean, I have no idea about Mountie. So, you know, a week ago I probably would have said Mountie. The other guys are kind of all mid to late September, so hopefully everything goes well with all of them. But Webb would be the closest. I would, unless probably, yeah. He only threw 9 pitches. He hasn't pitched in over a month, I think. So we're talking about it right now with him. Am I looking at sounding exhausted? I need to pick up my energy level. Let me get some coffee.
Like you have practically like 15, almost an entire roster on the intro list. They're trying to keep track of the same.
It's just frustrating a little bit, you know? It's frustrating that, but it's, like I said a million times, we got so fortunate the last 2 years. That kind of all caught up with us at once this year a little bit, but can never have enough depth. I think we've hung in there, and we're half game out with all these guys going down for a significant amount of time. So give a lot of credit to the guys in the clubhouse. We're still not playing our best baseball. But yeah, I mean, you'd like to see your full roster out there. Just not realistic right now. Yeah.
Is there optimism there that better days could be ahead?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about that, but not, like, I'm trying to win as many games as we can until, you know, that, you know, hopefully, and I don't know what they're going to be like when they come back either. That's the thing. When guys miss a significant amount of time, and, you know, I'm praying for no setbacks, it's such a... You know, it's going to be a real sprint for those guys that get back. I don't know. You know, I would assume that they're going to be close to what they were, but and you got to think about, you know, with like let's say Westy's case, coming off a broken hand, how many at bats is he going to need? Are we going to, you know, how many games is he going to have to play before? Then how many games is left in the season? Like all that kind of stuff. So right now we're doing right into the best we have with the roster we have right now. And then, you know, hopefully we can get these guys back and they can help us.
Is it also a complicating factor that Norfolk season ends a week before yours, so that there might not be enough time even for some of the guys to get?
That's a factor. I think that you will try to simulate it as best we can. If some guys are still running into needing more bats or innings once the AAA season ends. But, what's it, a week? Is it a week for us? Yeah, so I'm hoping that these guys will be ready to go by then, hopefully. I don't know. I mean, it's a sprained ankle. He's walking around in crutches right now. So I don't know how long that's going to be. It's sprained ankle. Is at least, yeah, it could be 2 to 4 weeks. Who knows?
Half of the season, most of the attention was being focused on Adelaide and
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Offensive chemistry, defensive chemistry, just having him in the lineup on the field, just how hard-nosed he is. It's a tough at bat. He's aggressive, doesn't walk a ton, but it's a tough at bat. It's a fight every time, every single time. So you're getting four fights from against the pitcher. And the ability to use the whole field to leave the ballpark. You know, you get big RBIs for us. And definitely, like, you know, add some grit to our club when he's out there.
Brandon, the last couple months for Rushman have been really uncharacteristic. And it's a testament to how good he's been.
Yeah.
But what have you seen? It seems like maybe he swings the bat well for maybe 5-6 games. It seems like he's getting going and then you're kind of right back to it.
Yeah, it's just been a tough couple months. Tough since the All-Star break. And, he's grinding. You know, he's trying every single day to try to get the feeling back and get, you know, he's putting in so much work where we have to monitor it, honestly, because he's such a huge part of our offense and a part of our team that and he knows that. And so he's probably putting way too much pressure on himself on it also. I think that's why you see the swing decisions sometimes aren't not Adley-like because he's trying to make an impact and he's trying to get back to who he is. So, you know, a lot of guys go through this. He hasn't had a ton of failure in his career either, except maybe the first month when he was just kind of getting his feet wet, and don't even count that. This is really the first time that has a prolonged struggle, and that's not abnormal. We still have to remember doesn't have that many at-bats in the big leagues, even though it feels like he does, and because he's so good and been so good. He's just dealing with it right now, honestly. And I applaud the way he's going about his business every single day. He's not outwardly showing frustration or outwardly, you can't tell really. Those of us that been around him, we can a little bit, but there's, he's just dealing with it right now. And, I you're right. I mean, there's some at bats where I'm like, okay, he's back. You know, there's a walk in Colorado, kind of late in the game where that was Adley Rutschman at bat for me. And so it's in there and it's just, yeah, he's having a tough time getting consistent, you know, consistent, really good at bats every night. Like he's done for 2+ years.
Is he dealing with anything physically challenging that's impacting his
play? No.
I mean, how big is it to get Burns back to pitching the way he
was? Yeah.
Especially the last month of the season here.
Big time, yeah. Yeah, he's our ace. He's our number one guy. And he had a few hiccups here lately, and it's really just been, the crooked number after usually something didn't go right that now all of a sudden there's a 3-run homer. And so I think the stuff is still the same. I think his preparation, everything is the same. It's a little bit of there's some games that got away from him or innings that got away from him that we didn't see in the first half. And I look for him to bounce back and be able to finish the season strong. Yeah.